Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, yeah, playing in the SEC, I definitely feel like it got me, you know, prepared to the best of my ability to play at where I'm at now. Just going against guys, I think this year the SEC led the NFL in draft picks again. So, you know, just knowing that's a whole bunch of guys that I played against over the years, you know, good company.
Bills second-round pick T.J. Sanders. As the Bills had their rookie minicamp over the weekend. Saw a bunch of highlights. We'll talk with Eric Turner of Cover One at 8 o'clock about some of their rookies, you know, the differences between the two corners they took. I was watching Max Harrison flip hips. That was the big video from the weekend, is, you know, see how he tracks, see how he moves, flips hips and turns and runs and all that. So, you know, hey, rookie camp. It's a good time. Any other NFL, around the NFL, hot takes on it? Derek Carr retiring,
I was trying to see if anyone had the take of, well, this is just because the Saints need cap space.
Yep. They save like $30 million next year
right
by this retirement.
So, like, is he actually retiring, or is he just going to miss the year? And can he? Is it beneficial to everybody if he says he's retiring for a year, and then after a year he says, actually, I'm unretiring? Versus just being on IR all season.
The Browns are already answering questions about Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel and who got the first rep at rookie camp.
Okay. It was that more than the only thing I saw about Sanders this weekend was that he tweeted and posted on Instagram a picture of all the guys at Browns rookie minicamp, and there was one omission from that photo that Sanders took with all his teammates, which was Dylan Gabriel, the other quarterback that they drafted. Like, he was the only one not in the picture, I guess.
Where was he?
I don't know.
In the bathroom?
Did he wait for Gabriel to walk away? He goes to the bathroom and says, hey, everybody, get in here. We're going to take a picture.
Team picture. And then he gives him an invite that says, it's on field B. And everybody else goes over to field A. So anyway, the Today Show is underway. We're expecting one NFL game announcement on the Today Show. We'll keep you updated on that. There had been a report over the weekend that Josh Allen would be making an appearance on the Today Show this week. I think that has led people to think it's going to be today, and then we're putting it all the way to the Bills around Sunday Night Football to open the season because that's an NBC game. So, you know, there's connecting of dots. As soon as there's actually something hard to go with, we'll do that.
NBC showed, when they started the Today Show 8 minutes ago, there was a graphic about, like, countdown to kickoff, whatever. Like, they're going to do something football on here, but there was no Josh Allen anything.
No.
So,
not yet.
It's just footballs.
Right now, we're at the Pope delivering his first mass, and we'll let you know when do they get to football? Football after the Pope, turns out. After the Pope.
Yes. But there might be politics first, too, and then they get to the football.
Some sort of announcement coming. While we wait, I had something on James Cook for you that I wanted to get to because, all right, did we have more on Cook over the weekend? Yeah, kind of. He was at a poker event and asked about his contract and asked about if he's gonna, you know, how it's gonna go. And We also got to see, I saw this entire poker write-up about what he did in the game of poker, and he's just learning poker. And as someone that is some sort of expert in poker, reading what Cook did, not the kind of thing you should do. Like going all in with a...
Even you knew that?
Yeah.
What do you go all in with?
He just bluffed a million times and lost his entire stack on a five high. I don't know. It was terrible.
Five high?
Something like that.
So he just had nothing.
The article basically said like he bluffed everything he had away multiple times. Like he was just bluffing all the time. So put that over there.
Wait a minute. Oh, he's bluffing. Yeah. Write that down.
I'm just saying.
Write that down. Like, hey, if he doesn't show up to training camp on day one, we could just remember. Hey, guys, remember, he's a big bluffer.
Yep.
He's not actually going to hold out the whole way. Remember what he did in poker.
So one thing here about Cook that I found. We're waiting to see what the Bills do on James Cook, and all indications are he's expected to show up when things are mandatory. Anyway, Ian Harditz had the breakdown of this. Running back carries inside the five for the last 4 years, 2021 to 2024. How many carries do your running backs get inside the five-yard line? And the reason I wanted to really look at this was because I think a thing, Joe, that you hear a lot about Cook is that regression is coming. Touchdown regression is coming. What do you have, 17? You're not going to get 17.
16.
Okay. Yeah. You're not going to get that many rushing touchdowns if you're James Cook. So the Bills shouldn't pay him on that because he's likely to drop back a bit. And that might be true. But Ian Harditz had this. So running back carries inside the five. He has it broken down from the one, the two to the five, and then overall inside the five combined. And where do the Bills rank in running back carries inside the five in the last 4 years?
I would guess not that high because of all the Allen sneaks.
Correct. Not that high.
Yeah.
The chart was about the tush push and basically how the tush, how it has affected running back carries inside the five. But one thing about this is kind of funny. Where do the Eagles rank in running back carries inside the five?
I would say the same thing. Low.
Third.
For running back carries inside the five?
From the two to the five, they give it to the running back all the time.
But not from the one.
The one is Hurts.
Right.
They have the fewest at the one. The fewest. And the most from the two to the five.
Okay.
Where the Bills have not a lot at the one. That's where Allen's going to sneak it in.
I was going
to
say.
And from the two to the five, they're kind of in the middle. So the idea that Cook is going to get a regression on touchdowns, I might be willing to buy that if he was getting a bunch of 1 and 3 yard touchdowns, but he's not.
Right.
He's not getting that. He is providing this offense a pop that other running backs don't. Like, think about this for Saquon Barkley. In the last 4 years, the Eagles have given the ball to their running back from the two to the five 78 times. For the Bills, that number is 47. 31 carries inside the five to running backs for the Eagles, and yet they're the team that gets looked at as the quarterback steals all of the touchdowns. If you're,
right.
If you're running back for the Eagles, you're getting more carries inside the five than you are for the Bills.
Yeah, well, I guess this is kind of your point. I want to update this because the last time I looked this up, December 22nd, I had this tweet that the most rushing touchdowns in the NFL, not from the one-yard line. James Cook number one with 12, Saquon Barkley number two with 11. But that's only not from the one-yard line.
Not from the one, right.
Like those two guys were, you know, like a lot of other guys might have stacked up their touchdowns. Derrick Henry, maybe. Others. I got Kyren Williams up here that maybe were stacking up touchdowns from the one.
This
was Jamal Williams a couple years ago.
For sure.
Remember? He had like nine. Didn't he have like 12 touchdowns from the 1 yard line?
The Lions have had 52 carries from the 1 yard line for running backs in the last 4 years. 52. The Bills, 19.
Yeah.
They don't give it to the backs at the one. And it's not really to say anything other than, I don't want to treat the running back like he's some, oh, he just snags a bunch of touchdowns from the one, the two, the five.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
Especially as a part of this offense.
Yeah.
And the way that they want explosiveness and the way that they want to commit to running the ball and as good as the offensive line is, what they have in Cook is someone that allows the line to get the most out of what it is. So, again, the number gets tough because he wants 15. That might be tough. His brother says 20. I don't think so. But there's got to be a number where it makes sense for the Bills, and I'm inclined to think that number can absolutely be 10 in that neighborhood. I mean, Derrick Henry just signed for 8 last year, but that's probably because he's a little older. I mean, I don't have any issue with the Bills going to the 10 neighborhood and maybe a little more because he gives you pop that I don't think you can just count on getting that.
Is that to say, though, you think his touchdown number is repeatable or even likely to repeat?
If we're going just the touchdown number,
yeah,
definitely repeatable.
Because
what if they start to – hey, you know what? The coach said that the tush push is a little bit dangerous. Josh is getting a little bit older. We want to protect him from all these hits. They could definitely start to hand the ball to the running back inside the five, something that they – by comparison to the league,
yeah,
they don't really do.
I guess I would doubt that they're ready to do that yet, though. That I mean, if McDermott already believed it was an unsafe play, he still was running it because he knows it's the most efficient play. He knows it's the most effective play, and I guess I'm skeptical that they will suddenly start giving the ball to the running back this year at the 1 yard line. I guess they could, because to me, like Cook. How many touchdowns is he going to have from distance like he did last year? I'm hoping a couple.
10?
But
what do you have last year from distance?
I've got from 40-plus yards, at least, he had 4.
Okay.
Which, by the way, all other Bills in the McDermott era have 3 combined.
Okay.
From 40-plus yards rushing touchdowns. He had 4 last year. He's probably not getting 4 40-yard touchdowns again.
Okay.
He could still get – I'm not saying he'll have 2 like he did 2 years ago. That might be a good question, though. What will he be closer to? The 2 that he had 2 years ago or the 16 he had last year?
What's more likely, 2 touchdowns or 16 for Cook? 16.
16.
Barring injury.
16 is. I might be right down the middle on that, though. Like I might predict like 9 or 10 for him.
Okay.
Because I don't think those 1 yard touchdowns are coming for
him. Right in the middle is 9. So you place Cook's over under on touchdowns at 9. What would you take?
That's a good number. I might take under.
I mean, I'd take over in a heartbeat.
I might take under. I think it's going to be tough to repeat how many touchdowns you have from distance just because it's hard to the most in the league last season. And more than Barkley. Actually, that might not be right. The Barkley one was not from the one. But either way, like when you got to live off touchdowns from a distance like that, you could still be a super effective runner. Just, you got caught at the 2 yard line 6 times this year.
Right.
As opposed to last year where you made it in. That happens. This is a fantasy thing that sometimes gets looked up. How many times did a guy get stopped the one? Because you didn't score there, but those are players sometimes you like to bet on because it's, you know, he's getting close and you're going to get some positive regression in that department. I think with Cook, you know, you could have it go the other way.
You could.
I just would take under 16. If it was 9.
I mean, 16 is a huge number, right?
I know. But if it was 9, I might
lean
the under.
I'd hammer the over on 9.
You want to bet it?
Sure. Put it on the bet board.
All right. 9. Over under 9. So
nine,
for you, he needs 10 or more,
need 10
and for me, he needs 8 or fewer.
10 touchdowns from James Cook.
All right. We got a spot right up there. Actually, we got to erase. We don't have to erase that Bills draft earlier bet because it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, running back or linebacker.
We could just erase it rather than wait a year.
That goes to next year.
All right.
It's interesting to me what they do with him because, you know, it's a little bit like everything we think. When we look at moves they make, we tend to treat them as if it was one or the other. Oh, well, they liked this player. They didn't like this player.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they went and got, you know, Michael Hoyt. They love his – they went for Bosa, not Khalil Mack. Would they have signed Khalil Mack if he had decided to move?
Maybe.
You know, the moves you make in an offseason, the draft picks you make, there's 1,000 different outcomes for what the Bills could have liked. And for Cook, he says 15. They say no. That doesn't mean – that the Bills are telling Cook to buzz off and starting to plan for their future, but they might start to lay the groundwork for that. They might know what's their offer. Do they have no offer on the table? Last time Bean updated the Cook thing, he said basically, we can get to it next year. You know, we weren't really close. Okay, well, what's not close? Isn't that relative? He wants 15. The Bills have offered 8.5. Is that not – that's not close. But that is a substantial offer.
Yeah, it is.
And that would be a second contract from – so we kind of don't know where the Bills are willing to go. And if they're willing to go to 8.5 and then he duplicates what he did last year, are they willing to go to 12? Because he all of a sudden is a guy that can consistently put up 40-yard touchdowns or big plays. I mean, the offense is still going to want big plays. And whether that's McDermott wanting it or Joe Brady wanting it, he does give you more than the other running backs do in the run game. He gives you more.
That's right. He gives you more down the field, explosive runs, right? All the big plays he had last year, he runs away from defenses. He was getting runs to the outside like he hadn't been in the first couple of years. I have no expectation, though, that they would sign him before the start of the season. Just the little things we pick up about him and the way Bean has sounded, you got to do it again I mean, and again, that wasn't even confirmation that they would be the ones to give him that contract if he were to go out and have 15 touchdowns and 1,200 yards again, or whatever he ended up with yardage-wise. So,
but that's only because Bean doesn't know. He might be, let's say he backs it up and does it again, and Bean's willing to go to 13.
But then, right, Cook.
But then
he
Cook goes out.
How Cook's going to operate,
right? But then Cook goes out and he gets 15, and
or Cook will say, "Then okay, I did it. I thought I was worth 15 when I did it once. Now I think I'm worth 20."
Okay, and the Bills are
and the cap went up.
And the Bills are willing to go to 13, and another team goes to 16, and he leaves, and we say, "Well, they weren't going to pay that money, but they might have very well been ready to pay
right.
more than we know."
Which I think is maybe the best case scenario, which is you get the most out of him. With and you keep going without ever having to give him the big second contract. You could even franchise tag him.
Yep.
I don't know how he'll like that, you know, the way things have started here, where they're a little by Bill's standards, they're a little contentious, right? Just in that, like, everything else has always seemed so easy for them on the contract front. That to me is a good outcome. You play him this year on the final year of his deal. If you can get him to come in and play on a franchise tag without, you know, rioting about it because he could, then that is getting – that's how many years are you getting out of that player? Is that 5 years?
Yeah.
5 years out of a running back, and you would hope that all that would be good production. Like, that to me is the dream from a team management perspective. But also, if I'm Cook, like, I probably am not just laying down for that. You're going to play me 2 more years. I'm basically on a 2-year contract right now. Because what's the tag going to be for a running back? Like, not is it even 15?
No, not yet.
Maybe by next year it'll be 15?
The tag is under what his ask is, which is, you know.
It's like, okay, here you go. Here's your $15 million, but we're not giving you 4 years. Chuck, by the way, the Today Show said 7:38.
7:38.
For their big announcement.
Major football announcement.
7:38.
All right.
So 17 minutes.
Oh, I get it. 17 minutes.
Yeah, I definitely did that on purpose.
There was a Mike Tirico
definitely
sighting.
Did it on purpose.
Tirico.
Yeah.
So Sunday Night Football.
Wait. Tirico said it or he teased it?
No, they just like panned him and he like waved to the camera and he like reached in his pocket to pull out the card and then he.
So that means Tirico is probably announcing the game.
Yeah, maybe.
Not
is Alan,
Josh
is
or
Alan
somebody else
coming on to talk about it? Is Alan coming on later this week?
Maybe.
The mystery deepens. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us on the schedule or on, you know, the James Cook stuff if you want it. Like, it's not really going anywhere yet.
He wouldn't say the story I read or the headline I should say I read was that he declined to say whether he will hold out for a new contract.
Okay.
Is there any expectation he's going to hold out? Like, I'm not really thinking about that.
I'm
not really
either.
Worried about that if he does. I mean, part of it is what the Bills are. Like, they would hate this, I'm sure, and they wouldn't want this to happen. I'm sure McDermott wouldn't want him to sit out games or whatever. Even if you told me, hey, he's going to sit out 4 games of the year in a holdout, but he's going to show up eventually. Like, all right, I'm good. This was my reaction when the two linemen got suspended, Hoyt and Ogunjobi. Like, okay. My season's about January. Are they on that field for me in January? They're going to miss weeks one through five? Ooh, oh no. I'm so afraid of being 4-1 or 3-2 instead of 4-1.
So Sal says they're going to announce the week one opener on NBC. Eagles and somebody.
And that's it? Or just that at least?
I don't know. Okay. I said, is there another announcement after that? Is the Josh Allen on next week was not going to be Monday.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be the biggest schedule disappointment of our lives.
If it's just, hey, the Eagles and Cowboys are going to play week one,
yeah,
that would be pretty lame.
Of all the games to announce,
it is the lamest to announce
just because we already know the Eagles are playing on that day. You're really only announcing one thing.
Dallas.
An opponent.
If it's Dallas.
Yeah. Well, we're all suckers. I am a sucker. We are all suckers. Then again, what else were we going to do?
Yeah, the schedule for the schedule, again, like through and through. So three today. But see, like, where – they got to be announcing both. There's no other – I mean, they wouldn't be making a second announcement. All I have is NBC Monday, Fox on Monday, Prime Video on Monday, and then tomorrow ESPN on Good Morning America. Mm-hmm. Wednesday morning CBS and CBS Mornings, and then Netflix on Wednesday as well. But there's no like second, because that covers all your bases for your big window, like week one game. Netflix would be Christmas, mm-hmm. right? But when would we find out Sunday Night Football? Just through a leak?
I guess so.
They wouldn't want to announce that too?
I mean, right. If they just announce only the opening game, then, I mean, I don't know, I guess. Feels like a missed opportunity to get more people talking about NBC's game or, yeah. two or three.
And then the NFL will also announce officially the international games tomorrow morning at Good Morning Football. So that will include the Ireland game and all the others.
All right. Well, we could be waiting a little longer than we thought. 803-0550.
Maybe we could. Maybe. Be. We'll see.
Listen, I feel like a sucker if it's just the Eagles, but what else is new? Jeremy and Joe, stay tuned. 7:40, we find out the Eagles and Cowboys play. The Cowboys have played on that opening kickoff game a couple times. They played against the Bucs a couple years ago after the Bucs won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So they could be back in there again.
Did they play the Eagles the last time the Eagles opened the season?
Maybe.
I don't remember who the Eagles played off of that year.
Eric Turner, cover one, to talk a little bit about the Bills' rookie class as they went through their rookie minicamp this past weekend. We'll talk to him about the Bills' rookie class and, you know, how it affects the defense. That's coming up at 8 here on WGR.
He did. That was gross. I think he ate too much. I think the cooking in the kitchen was too good, so a few less wings next time. He also apologized to the offensive line because they were real close to it and almost standing in it. But he's fine. He's got the right mentality.
Browns coach Kevin Stefanski, their first-round pick, Mason Graham, puked at minicamp. Too many wings?
Too many wings. Sounds like a should have been a Bills draft pick.
Shout out the day that Mike Mularkey said somebody ate too many greens. Benny Anderson. Was there a Bill named Benny Anderson?
Not that I remember.
Benny. Chris Brown's going to text me this. Hopefully the answer.
Benny Anderson?
Listening. No, Benny. Benny ate too many vegetables. Benny.
I don't ever remember a Benny.
I don't think it's Anderson. Benny somebody.
Is that like Christian Benford's locker room nickname, by the way? Benny.
Somebody's going to remember
Fast
this.
Benny? No, that's Fast Freddy.
No, Fast Freddy. Was it Benny? Somebody ate too many vegetables. He said he was turning green. Like Mularkey was making a joke at a press conference forever ago. I mean, forever ago.
Like 2004?
Yeah. Sure. 5 minutes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Away from finding out a game in the NFL. I mean,
yeah.
Can we have a family meeting for a second here? On the one hand, I'm sorry we're doing this. But on the other hand, I wanted it to be Josh Allen fighting the Bills played one game. Mm-hmm. It might be a letdown in that it's just going to be the Eagles opener because Mike Tirico's there and we have not seen Allen. If Allen were there, they would have shown him by now.
We could be. I mean, I'm still hopeful that we're going to get the Sunday night game.
They can get two announcements, you're hoping?
I think we could have, even if it's just Tirico, Tirico could tell us both the NFL opener and the Sunday night opener.
That's right. That's right. They could.
You could get both. I mean, he'll be calling both, won't he?
Yes.
So you could. I think you could have both games announced. And that could be the Bills. I mean, would the Bills not be the, would you not still think of them as a leading favorite to be the Sunday night game? They're in it.
Yeah,
they're definitely one of those home. If Kansas City's off the table because they're going to play on Friday, and Philly's off the table, and Dallas is maybe off the table, like there are other options. But Baltimore's thought to be on the road in Week One. Cincinnati's thought to be on the road in Week One. So they can't play each other. The dots kind of line up where I think the Bills' odds are pretty good to be the Sunday night opener whenever it does get announced. But we'll see. Was watching a video during the update. Pablo Torre has been all over the Bill Belichick story in North Carolina. Pablo from ESPN, I mean, he's on MSNBC and a lot of other stuff too. He says this weekend he thinks there is absolutely a real chance that Belichick does not make it to Week One.
Okay, with North Carolina.
With North Carolina, because there's a buyout in his contract in June 1st that goes from $10 million to $1 million after June 1st, and that his implication is that this Jordan Hudson story that's mostly gossip about Belichick might lead to Belichick realizing that he's not the boss he thinks he is in UNC. And that will be why he steps away.
One thing that strikes me throughout this Belichick story is we're all like learning about his girlfriend who placed second at Miss Maine. And I saw some of this reporting from Pablo Torre.
His family is like very concerned and like his daughter-in-law is like on social media, like saying pretty nasty things about her. Okay. Just like there's a lot of stuff.
Wasn't the first red flag that Bill Belichick took a job at North Carolina? To me, it's odd that we all just said, oh, okay. You're what?
Yeah, that's a good
you've
thought.
Won seven Super Bowls and you've just decided, you know what? Middling ACC school is up next. That's what I want
to
do.
Well, to go back in time, what was didn't the explanation make sense at the time? It was
did it?
The NFL didn't. For me, it was the NFL wanted no business with him anymore. They didn't want to turn over all the power to him. So, but he loves football so much that he wants to be a coach. So, like, hey, this guy just loves ball. That's it. But maybe he loves power more. I don't know. That's how I thought of it at the time.
Is he unable to just go fish for a year?
That's what I mean. Like, I think he is.
Go play golf. Go fish. Go to some tour with Elton John. Is he friends with Elton John, or is that Robert Kraft?
Belichick?
Yeah.
There's no way he's friends with Elton John.
Maybe it's Robert Kraft. I think
that makes a little more sense.
Elton John
to me.
Played Robert Kraft's birthday party once or something. Anyway.
I don't know that Belichick has hobbies. What do you know? Like that's how his persona comes off as. All this dude does is watch tape. That's it. He wants to watch ball.
Yeah.
That's it. So the way that was sold, the way he is, I guess that does mean that his hobby is coaching. So what does he want to do? He wants to coach. That's it. But now he's out on beaches and he's doing more, you know, other stuff with his girlfriend. So I don't know. It's just a very weird ending to his football career, one way or another. Maybe he never coaches. Maybe he never even coaches at UNC. If he doesn't, it's just such a weird ending. Have you ever known a person in football to just change 180, like what the story is about them, at the end like this?
From chess master to pawn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's being taken advantage of at the end after 25 years of, oh, you know, what was the one that we freaked out about like a year and a half ago when they claimed J.C. Jackson off waivers? Like, oh, this guy, the Patriot way, man, strikes again. Just like he's five steps ahead of everybody until right now when he's an old man getting conned, basically.
Yep.
When have you seen that happen? Especially to the dude that is the most accomplished coach in league history. This is the ending? Kicked out of the NFL, nobody wants him, and now this? It's just a very weird, strange story.
Yep. Today's show is back from break. Here comes Mike Tirico to give a game. Are we allowed to give play-by-play from the Today Show? Probably not. We're not going to do that.
We're not allowed to give play-by-play for games. This isn't a game, though. Well, it's announcement.
Hold on. Let me email them and get the express written consent of the Today Show to talk about what's happening.
Major NFL announcement. You know what could be worse than it just being Cowboy? It just says major NFL announcement. What if it's Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers?
Which, that could happen soon. Mike Tirico's here. Are they really doing this to announce one game?
I think it's going to be two. I think it's going to be two. You're right. Like, all this for one?
For a game,
it is the season opener.
Right, where we already know where it is and who's at least half of the teams.
We can't play that game, though, because, yes, us and a lot of our listeners will already know the Eagles are playing week one. How many people, just casual today, people that watch the Today Show know that the Eagles automatically play week one?
That's fair.
They might not know that. So, I don't know that we can play that game as much as we probably want to. There it is.
Cowboys Eagles season opener. Okay.
Okay.
Official. Cowboys at Eagles Thursday, September 4th. Is that it? One more graphic. Give us one more. They're still talking. Tirico's there.
He's on the NFL
season. I want you to
look. How do we feel about his fit today? No tie?
Good.
Tirico never wears a tie, though, does he?
The jacket and a collared shirt with no tie is like a good look, especially for, yeah, I think it's good.
I don't think, actually, do no play-by-play guys wear ties?
No, plenty do, I'm sure. It might be a personal preference. It used to be you had to, and now you know, kind of do what you want.
Like, when I picture Al Michaels in the booth sitting next to Chris Collinsworth, I don't think he's wearing a tie.
Does Al wear a tie? Good question.
I don't think he does.
Tirico talking on the 2025 season. We're seeing the Eagles and their Super Bowl parade. Eagles open against the Cowboys. You know, once George Pickens got sent to Dallas, that thing was booked for the opener. We got to see. No, kidding.
Al wore a tie all the time. Yeah. I have an MVP bet on Dak Prescott this year. So, be nice to get that off and running.
Yeah.
You still hate the Eagles?
No.
You really hated them during last season.
I did.
And even the previous year.
The previous years especially. But now last year got a little better. I like the Eagles. I mean, I don't like the Eagles, no. I'm fine with that.
I feel like you more respect how they
Sure.
How they operate.
They spend more money than most teams. They commit to longer term to try to do whatever they can to win.
They're aggressive. They go after stars all the time.
That's right. As much as it's all about how they did it with their defense, they did it by paying for an offense and drafting a defense.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. And they're also, what the Eagles are, is a nice little one to hang on the wall as not everybody gets along. You don't always have to get. You just have to win,
right? They often seem like they absolutely despise each other.
A family that bickers and hates each other, but they win.
I think in the playoffs, weren't Sirianni and AJ Brown like screaming at each other on the sidelines? Was that that might have been end of the regular season? But Hurts and Sirianni almost definitely hate each other, don't they? There was so much smoke about that, and I think Hurts even kind of spoke about it.
Yeah,
and they won anyway. Even if the coach and the quarterback might not get along or are buddy-buddy. I think this is the only game we're going to get.
That's it.
It is, because here comes Al Roker.
That's it. So maybe Josh is on later this week. Maybe.
Or maybe the Bills just aren't involved.
And now it all starts.
Maybe there was a last-second schedule change, and they had to put somebody else. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Eagles and Cowboys. All right.
Top five heartbreak of my sports life today. No,
the fine. First schedule release being that it's the Cowboys.
We were duped.
Oh.
Not really. But again, the report was they teased his appearance. It was not today. 803-0550 on the Bills rookies. We'll talk with Eric Turner of Cover One coming up top of the hour. You can give us a ring if you want. 1-888-550-2550 to join us on WGR.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And we've got a golf tournament we're playing in next week. And I'll tell you about it a little bit here. Par for a purpose. Join us next Monday, May 19th. Playing a foursome at Double Black Diamond Golf Course. A majority of the proceeds benefit the 11-day power play. Registration includes lunch, dinner, two drink tickets, greens fees, cart, and prizes. Visit WGR550/events to register now. Courtesy of Ellicottville Chamber of Commerce and Labatt. It's going to be next Monday.
Mm-hmm. Exciting.
What's the best hole at the Black Diamond Course?
I just played it Friday. The best hole is 10.
Par 3?
Yeah, 10. Par 3. You're kind of up on the mountain hitting. No, never mind. That's one of my favorites.
You're thinking of 13.
Well, no. I'm thinking of.
13's one of your
10 is the one I'm thinking of is the par 3 that you're way up.
Up there. A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. 13 is the par 4 with the double fairway. That's the best hole.
That's the best view. Yeah. On the course, yeah. 13.
And we disagree on, I think, the 11th hole.
11.
I like 11. It's unique. It's challenging. You like, 11, I've heard you rail against it before.
11 is a murderously terrible tee shot, but the second shot is really great.
So like over the valley, yeah, like down under the green. There's like a backstop, so you can actually hit it past and it'll roll back. Yeah.
No appearance from Josh Allen on the Today Show. No mention of Josh Allen on the Today Show. So they teased it last week, and it did not come to fruition today.
Yeah.
The Today Show is the one, you know, for anyone's like, well, where did this rumor come from? It came from them. So we know the NFL's kickoff game. Quick thing on Mother's Day that I just saw that's pretty cool. AC Milan, soccer team in Italy.
Yeah.
Players wore their mother's names on the jerseys yesterday.
Nice. That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah, that's great.
We've seen nickname jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen, you know, NYPD, NY, putting stuff on mom's name on the back of the jersey for the AC Milan game.
That's really cool. Yeah. Christian Pulisic's team.
He scored.
Nice.
And his mom was in attendance. I saw the video of that. So happy Mother's Day. Pretty cool.
Must be nice to go see your son play. And where does he play? Milan, Italy.
Yeah.
It's probably pretty cool.
He's played a lot of places. He's been around.
Yeah, he has.
803-0550 1-888-550-2550. All right, well, hey, now that the Bills game is not the NBC game that's announced.
And Tirico said, by the way, that he talked about year 20 of Sunday Night Football and that we will find out Wednesday where we will be this year. So he said, so that basically is to confirm they're not doing any special announcement for the first Sunday Night game.
All right. But there are more announcements.
There are.
Fox and Amazon Prime today. So we could still get Christmas night, Black Friday, Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I mean, Amazon Prime, maybe their only announcement is going to be that's not going to be
Black Friday.
Yeah, I was thinking about the Friday game, but the Friday game you mentioned is YouTube for free. That's going to be Chargers and Chiefs.
Yes.
From Brazil.
We think, yeah.
We think. So, all right, two more announcements to come today. Fox, is Fox just going to give us another, the Cowboys are playing on Thanksgiving? We're just going to find out the Cowboys' schedule today.
Ooh, is that what they'll do? They won't do their week one game? They'll do Thanksgiving?
Don't they do the Tom Brady with the announcement today?
Oh, good Lord.
Prepare yourself for that.
Wasn't last year their announcement of what Brady's first game would be?
And it was the Browns. It was
Browns-Cowboys.
Cowboys-Browns.
I think that was a terrible football game. I don't know what they'll announce. I guess it could just be the Thanksgiving games. Which, at the least, you know, if we get three Thanksgiving games that the Bills are not involved in, it will only further the belief that the Bills could be playing at Christmas this year. Because if we saw them on the Thanksgiving schedule today, I think we would think Christmas is dead.
I would think so, too.
So, you know, you can start to check boxes.
Again,
you can start to check boxes the more and more we learn.
Does the NFL think that way? We can ask these fans to give us both of their holidays. I mean, I think they very well could.
They might just want to spread the wealth a little bit for these teams.
Maybe. 803-0550 is our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. No Allen on the Today Show. I can't believe that was like the whole thing. Hey, Tirico. Yeah, we got a game. Yeah. All right. Thanks. See you later. Oh, big gulp, son, guys. See you later. Anyway. Eric Turner, cover one on the other side. We'll talk a little bit about Bill's rookie camp and the rookie class, what they can bring to this defense. We'll get Eric's thoughts on the draft class and, you know, the different skill sets. We're going to talk about a couple different things. The size they added on the defensive line, the tight end, and what he can bring. And also, of course, those young corners they're adding to the mix. Jeremy and Joe, Eric Turner, cover one, next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.